The Supreme Court confirmation hearing for Brett Kavanaugh has now wrapped up. President Trump's nominee was not in the hot seat himself today. Instead, witnesses were brought in both to defend and to warn about the kind of justice he would be.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give before
the day began with the American Bar Association giving Judge Kavanaugh its highest rating. It found him well qualified after consulting with more than 500 lawyers, judges, and others.
They said his integrity is absolutely unquestioned. He is a person of the highest morality and the highest ethics. He is what he seems, very decent, humble, and honest.
Republicans called former students, colleagues, and law clerks of Kavanaugh's. They depicted him as a thoughtful man and teacher with a record of hiring women and minorities.
I always knew that Judge Kavanaugh had come to his position honestly, based on a rigorous analysis of the strengths and weaknesses of the arguments before him. There was no hidden agenda or partisan axe to grind, just the law, always the law.
Democrats countered with former Nixon White House counsel John Dean, who famously cooperated with prosecutors during Watergate.
If Judge Kavanaugh joins the court, it will be the most presidential powers-friendly court in the modern era.
Dean voiced concerns about Kavanaugh's expansive views of presidential power and whether he would block any subpoena of President Trump in the Russia investigation.
The fact that we have a president who is unchecked right now by other branches makes it particularly timely to be worried afresh, given the Kavanaugh positions on so many cases that would enhance presidential power.
Democrats also call Rochelle Garza, the lawyer who represented Jane Doe, a migrant teenager in federal detention who wanted an abortion. As a federal appeals judge, Kavanaugh ruled against her before the full court overturned him.
Throughout her ordeal, I saw her suffer. No politician or judge saw firsthand what she went through. As she later said, it has been incredibly difficult for the to wait in the shelter for news that the judges in Washington, D.C. have given me permission to proceed with my decision.
This week, Kavanaugh called Roe v. Wade, the landmark Supreme Court abortion rights case, an important precedent. But Melissa Murray, a New York University law professor, said Kavanaugh did not follow precedent in the Jane Doe case or in another case, denying birth control coverage because of an employer's religious beliefs.
I think it's clear from Judge Kavanaugh's judicial record, senators, that he is not a jurist in the mold of Justice Kennedy, who frequently upheld these precedents. Judge Kavanaugh, in these decisions, has evinced a crabbed and narrow understanding of the right to liberty.
This is wrong.
Disability rights advocates also criticized Kavanaugh for limiting their legal autonomy in a previous ruling and refusing to say if he would protect the Affordable Care Act.
I speak for every person with a disability who will never be able to live independently. Most importantly, I speak for every American whose life could change tomorrow with a new diagnosis.
Thank you, witnesses supporting Kavanaugh pushed back, defending him as a fair-minded and independent jurist.
I understand the concerns, but the man I know is generous with his time and thought, and I love the discussion about process. He seeks to not be influenced by people outside, and he's one of the most prepared, thoughtful people I know.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is expected to vote on the nomination as early as next week. A full Senate vote would follow later this month.